a stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and do what? Glorify your Father in heaven. May the Lord have a blessing to the reading of the Word of God. Let's give the Spirit of the Lord a hand as you take your seats in the house of the Lord. This morning we want to speak to you a message we've entitled, Turn It On. Amen. Amen. You know, sometimes when it's too dark, you got to turn it on. Amen. Sometimes you may not want to burn any lights, but you learn that in order to get from point A to point B, that is going to be a hazardous event unless you turn it on. We live in a society today where people are living in darkness. There is a tremendous need for light. There is a tremendous need for light, but the only way this type of light can be manifest, can become a reality in those areas, is that someone is willing to turn it on. A story is told of a woman who purchased a very high-tech lamp. She came home, she assembled it, she put everything, all of the pieces together, and when she got to the final part of it, she noticed that based on some of the instructions that she was reading, that light was not coming from it. So she went back to the store and she said to the merchant there, she said, I bought the lamp, I put all of the pieces together, and I got everything there. I plugged it in, and every little step that you all told me to follow, I followed it. And the merchant said to her, ma'am, did you turn it on? She said, well, I must have missed that little point right there. So she went back home. She hit the switch. She turned it on, and there was light. There was light. And the tragedy today is that so many of us, we're living in communities. We're living in our homes. We're part of society. We have friends, but everybody's living in darkness. And the tragedy is that the reason why men and women, boys and girls are living in darkness because there is an unwillingness on the part of believers to let their light shine, to turn on your switch. Wherever you go, you need to make sure your light is shining. But some of us are having some switch malfunctions, We're supposed to be shining our light, but it's not shining anymore. Light is a powerful thing to have. But what good is it if you don't turn it on? My wife and I, we were dating, and I visited her home, and she had over her dining table, she had a series of lights, but they all were blown, and she just had one little light lit. And I was always puzzled about it, and didn't know her well enough to say, you know, any reason why you're eating in the dark. And so she certainly had her reasons for it, because there was only one person at her table. Amen. Amen. But when I showed up, I wanted light. And there's something about light. There's something about being able to truly see. Guess what light does? Light brings out imperfections. Light brings out all of the blemishes. You notice in most homes there's like a makeup area where the lady goes, and it has some very powerful lights on it. And it's powerful because when a lady, now I don't have any experience, I just watched it, okay? I just watched it now. When a lady goes to put on her makeup, it's very important that everything lines up properly and they can see the areas of imperfection that they desire to improve upon. And so as a result of that awesome light, that powerful light that they stand before, when they come out of that, they look like $1 million because of the light. And so light does great things, but most importantly, it highlights the imperfections. It highlights the things that you normally cannot really see. Light is defined as the absence of darkness. The Bible tells us that light and darkness cannot dwell in the same place. So if you're around people that are about darkness, when you show up, folks should start scrambling and running. Why? Because if they're out to doing something that is not proper, just the light that you possess will bring to the attention to those that are there that these individuals are here for something negative. In some communities, you would notice that the gangs would shoot out the street lights, and then they would hang under the poles and do all of their negative deeds. But they understand if they attempted to do it in the light, that many would see them. So the first thing they do, they bring about darkness. They bring about darkness. You know, there's this, they're not as popular as they used to be, but if you travel the shorelines, you will notice that there are lighthouses. And lighthouses were very instrumental back in the days, because regardless how far you were away, once you get a certain amount of distance, that you can look to in a certain direction and you can focus on the lighthouse. And as long as that lighthouse is lit, that you can navigate and find your way. But guess what the scripture says? The scripture says that you and I, we are like a lighthouse. That's right. We're like a lighthouse that folks are looking to me. They're looking to you to find their way, to find their way. But if you decide that you're going to get up one day and keep your light off, guess what happens to them? Then every move they make, every move they take, it become a hazardous event, because it's like walking through life in the darkness. And some of you have attempted, because you thought you had it mastered. You've attempted to make your way to the restroom in the middle of the night, not wanting to turn on any lights to wake up anyone. And you feel your way, and before you know it, you done stubbed your toe. And then everybody wakes up. The whole house wakes up when you're on the floor crying. As a result of you trying to navigate. And that's what it's like, that there are so many people in our society. They're trying to navigate their way. They're looking. They're in need of light. But only if you would just simply turn it on. Look to your neighbor, to your left, and to your right. Say, I think it's time, my brother, my sister, to turn it on. Amen. You got to turn it on. You got to turn it on so the people that are in need of light can find their way. You are a city, the Bible tells us. You are a city on a hill. And if there's no light coming from you, you're putting everybody as a blackout in your neighborhood. Amen. As a blackout in your neighborhood. And you're sitting there with the light and you won't turn it on. One sad tragedy today about Christians is that we have the light within us, but we have lost that desire to turn it on. We've lost that desire to turn it on. Back in 1992, during the days of Hurricane Andrew, if you had a 99-cent flashlight and you went to South Miami, you could perhaps sell it for a couple of $100s. Why? Because the city was in darkness. That only those with a light could find their way around. Those that did not have light had to either sit somewhere still or wait for help. Sit somewhere still or wait for help. But can you imagine the people in our sphere of influence? They're sitting somewhere waiting for some light to come. Sitting somewhere waiting for some light to come. And I stopped by this morning to encourage the church, the people of God, those that have been bought by the blood of the Lamb, to turn it on, turn it on, turn it on, hit that switch and leave it on. It is designed to burn. It don't worry about the battery levels. It's designed to burn forever. Let your light so shine so people will see your good works and not exalt you, but glorify your heavenly Father. Look at verse 14 here. You are the light of the world. A town built on a hill, it can't be hidden. It can't be hidden. There's this old song that the little children used to sing years ago. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. Then there's a part of it, that song, that says, "Don't let Satan it out. I'm gonna let it shine. Don't let Satan it out. I'm going to let it shine." The enemy is in a position where he seeks to convince you to shut your light off, to turn your light off. Because he knows that if you walk in the light, as Christ is in the light, that you have fellowship with him. So his desire is to get you out of the light. You see, most things that are inappropriate takes place, what time of the day? At night. That's when it shows up. Why? Because less people can see it. But in broad daylight, you know, eyes are everywhere. Eyes are everywhere in broad daylight. But when darkness comes, anyone can do things and not be seen. But we do know as people of God that God sees all things. You know, the worst thing that we can do is attempt to hide things from God. I don't care what rock you're under. I don't care what part of this world you can go to, Timbuktu somewhere. God can still see you. You certainly can't hide from God. So when you turn your light on, God will draw people to you. You will be the only person who is able to point them in the right direction. We live in a society today where people are looking for direction. They're looking for which way to turn, what's the right way to turn. And if you're the only one that's standing with the light, then you are the only one that can provide that direction to them. And that's essentially what a lighthouse does. A lighthouse provides directions for those that are going in a certain direction. So you have something that many are without. You have something embedded in you that many are without, and it represents that of light. Represents light. So we must turn it on. What if you discover that you are the only one in your community with the light? If you just discovered today that you're the only one in your community with the light, when you leave here today, are you going to turn it on, or are you going to still leave your community in darkness? What you going to do? Will you provide them with light or leave them in darkness? Leave them in darkness. And so Matthew breaks it down to us, encouraging us of the significance of knowing that God has placed you strategically where you are right now to bring forth light. If you are somewhere where things have been going on inappropriate, and now you are there, it's supposed to stop, people of God. Amen? Amen. If you're on a job and they've been stealing, they've been lying, they've been cheating, but now you have showed up, you brought the light. You brought the light. You are not supposed to show up and turn your light out, but you're supposed to show up and let your light so shine. I had this job in Tallahassee, Florida, some years ago when I was working in a milk plant, and I was just so happy. I'd been unemployed for several months, and I was just so happy to have a job. And it was a union thing, and the union leader saw that I was like just working hard. And he came up, he said, "Young man, don't work like that here." He said, you're making us look bad. He said, "If you keep working like this, they're going to want us to work like this. And we're not 20 years old, okay? Don't work like this." And I'm like, "Well, this is the only way I know how to work." And little did I know, a month later, the whole plant gets laid off. They just lay off everybody. They ran out of money. But they needed to keep a small amount of people there. And so the company could no longer work with the union because the union wanted higher wages and whatever. And so word is like, "Where's that young man that works so hard around here?" So I get a call, and they say, we want you to come back to work." And I said, "Well, I just started." They said, "It doesn't matter. It's not about the union anymore. It's about getting the job done." And little did I know, people of God, that me working so hard and letting my light shine would be something that would be used to provide me with employment while everybody else was out of work. So when you let your light shine, the Bible tells us that they will see your good deeds. They'll see your good works. And when they want to praise you, that's when you step out and say, "Don't thank me. Thank my Father. Thank my Heavenly Father. Don't thank me. Give God the honor, the glory, and the praise." You see, will you provide them with light or leave them in darkness? Darkness. You know, to live in darkness is like a person that is blind. When a blind person gets up and move around, especially if it's a location that they're not familiar with, that every step they take is very dangerous and could be detrimental to their life. Because they're blind and they're not familiar. Well, the Bible tells us that those that have not accepted Jesus as Savior and Lord, they are living in darkness. They're living in darkness. And believe it or not, they're depending on us. You say, well, they don't act like they really want me around. They don't. Well, the reason why they don't want you around is because of that light. But if you disappear or shut it down, you put them in a very dangerous situation. Some of us in our workplaces, you don't put your coworkers in a dangerous situation. Some of us have put our families in a dangerous situation. Some of us have put our communities in a dangerous situation. Why? Because you won't turn it on. They need the light. They need the light that God has placed in you. They need the light that God has placed in you. Light reveals facts. See, light doesn't just give you assumptions, possibilities, or whatever. No, when the light comes on, if the floor is dirty, it's going to show it. As long as the lights are out, everything looks good in darkness. Everything looked good in darkness. We back in my days in high school, we would have these high school dances, and you know, you'd be on the floor dancing with a young lady, and you know, everybody looks good in darkness, and everybody looks good. Everybody kind of looked the same, you know. You're on the dance floor, you're dancing, you're getting down and everything, and when it's almost over, they turn the lights on, and when they turn the lights on, it reveals real quickly how he looks and how she look. And most people are surprised. Greatly surprised of who they've been slow dancing with all evening long. So light brings out the facts. And so you got the light in you. You got the light in you, and because we're not turning it on, people can't see what they're doing. They can't see where they're going. They can't see what it's all about. So light brings sin out in the open. Light shows all the blemishes. Light makes known all the discrepancies. Light showcases all that God has done. Brings it all to the light. Brings it all to the light. You know, there's just something about bringing things out in the open. You know, in our society today, in the 21st century, there is no such thing in the 21st century as in the closet. You guys know that, right? That's an obsolete term. Everybody's out of the closet. But guess what? The Christians have decided to go in. Other groups have decided to come out, but the church has decided to go in. Something wrong with that. The beauty is that we're in a society today that everything is out in the open. So why don't we come out of the closet and let our light shine? You see, the reason why folks stayed in the closet, why? While they were staying in the closet, they were hiding. They were hiding what they represented. And when you decide to not turn on your light, you went in the closet. And in this society that we're in right now, that ain't cool no more. Get out. Get out. Let your light shine. Turn it on. Let your light shine. Let people know who you represent. Let people know what you're all about. It's okay. It's acceptable now in our society to be out of the closet, letting your light shine before all men. We don't no longer need to be secret agent Christians. The light that you have is perhaps the only light that is available to your community. that's available to your family. But if you don't turn it on, they are going to suffer. If you don't turn it on, they are going to be in a dangerous situation. So Matthew says, you are the light of the world. And he tells each one of us, he said, each one of us, we're like little cities placed on a hill. And you see, the higher you're able to elevate light, the greater the amount of area that it will provide light to. When you look at the distance of the stars in the sky, and it is amazing that as far as they are able to create light for us. They're able to create great light for us. You see helicopters and airplanes, thousands of feet up in the air, and you see light coming from them at a great distance. So light is very significant. So the scripture gives us this contrast of each one of us as people of God truly being that light. You are the light in your family. You are the light in your community. You are the light at your workplace. You are the light of this world. And don't let the enemy, don't let no one convince you to turn it out. As long as your light, long as your light is shining, people can find a place of rest or a refuge. As long as your light is shining, people can find help in time of need. As long as your light is shining, I don't know if any of you've ever been somewhere where your automobile has broken down and you feel stranded. And an hour later, you look in your rearview mirror and you see these lights that help has arrived. Help has arrived, and it's like you're staring out in the darkness, waiting on someone to come to your rescue, and then finally the light shows up. Well, that's what will happen when you show up and turn your light on. That you will learn that folks have been looking for help for a long time, but the light was not there. You'll learn that people will come to you because you're the only person that they could find. You say, well, Pastor, millions of people in this world, millions of people in this world, millions of Christians in this world. You mean they need my light? Well, read the scriptures for yourself. The scripture says you are the light of the world. You are the light of the world. When you look at those Christians that are more committed to God than ever before, it reduced the number of people available on the entire earth to give us the light. So people of God, whatever you do today, turn it on. Don't play around with the light that God has given you. It's one of God's valuable resources that is used to evangelize and save this world by putting light in you. Don't take it for granted. Do everything you can to keep that light going. Do everything you can to keep that light going. When the enemy comes to you and seeks to convince you to turn it off, tell him, get thee behind me, Satan. Get thee behind me, Satan. I'm going to hit the switch. I'm going to keep the switch on. Let your fire, let your light burn. Burn, baby, burn. Let it burn. Let it burn. Let your light burn. Because people are depending on your light. Turn it on, my brothers and sisters. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we bless your name today. We thank you, Lord God, for how great you are. We thank you, Lord God, that you have given us the great pleasure, Lord God, of illuminating and lighting up this earth with our life. And we pray this day, Lord God, that everyone in here, Lord God, that possess the light of Jesus Christ, Lord God, that they would turn it on, and that light, Lord God, will be used so that men, women, boys, and girls in our very sphere of influence will have the great honor, have the great privilege to accept you as Savior and Lord, as Savior and Lord. Lord God, we thank you today, Lord God, because we know, Lord God, that you are always doing great things in the lives of brothers and sisters, in the lives of believers, Lord God. And Lord God, we pray, Lord God, this prayer, Lord God, over this entire church, Lord God, that you allow us, Lord God, as a church, as individuals, Lord God, to be a witness in our community. You allow us, Lord God, as individuals to be willing to share our faith and share the hope that we have within us. That you'd allow us, Lord God, to pass out flyers and pass out gospel tracts and pass out invitations, Lord God, to people, Lord God, that perhaps stand in need of a special touch from you. Holy Ghost of God, have your perfect will in your way. Have your perfect will in your way, Lord God. I speak your blessings over the lives of your people, Lord God. We pray for healing, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, for deliverance, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, for breakthroughs, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, for promotions, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, for advances, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, that the people of God will be strategically used, Lord God, to bring forth the light, Lord God, that this world so desperately needs. So Holy Ghost of God, right now, in the name of Jesus, every head bowed, every eye shut, every head bowed, every eye shut. Maybe you're here today. Maybe you've never, ever accepted Jesus as Savior and Lord. Well, the Bible says now is the accepted time for salvation. You've never, ever come forward and say, I want to give my life to Jesus. This is your opportunity. This is your moment. We're not going to tarry any longer. But if that's you today, if that's you today, I want to invite you to come forward. I want to invite you to come forward. I want to invite you to come forward. Anyone in the house of the Lord, every head bowed, their eyes shut, you've never ever accepted Jesus as Savior and Lord. This is your day. This is your moment. This is your opportunity. Maybe you're here today. Maybe you're here today. And you said, Pastor, my heart is going cold and indifferent in the things of God. I'm cold. I'm lukewarm. I'm not doing what I should do for the kingdom of God. And I request prayer today. I request prayer today. The altar is open for you. Maybe you have a special need today. The altar is open for you. This altar is open for you today. Whatever that need might be, whatever that need might be today, I invite you to come forward at this time. And all over this place. Father God, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we pray right now, Lord God, over these who have come forward. We thank you, Lord God. You know their hearts, Lord God. You know their needs. You know their desires. And Lord God, we pray that you would simply have your will in your way. We pray right now over our dear sister, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, that you would search her hearts, Lord God, and give her the desires of her heart. Whatever needs, Lord God, that has brought her forward, Lord God, we lay it at your altar. We bring it before you right now in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, we place it in your hands, Lord God. And we pray, Lord God, that you'd encourage her heart and her mind. Lord God, we pray right now of our dear sister. Lord God, we pray that you would truly give her the desires of her heart, Lord God, that her needs would be met, Lord God, as she seeks first your kingdom and your righteousness. Encourage her heart and her mind. Father, we pray right now for our dear brother, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, your healing power on his life, that you'll provide, Lord God, for him, Lord God, that as he seeks first your kingdom and your righteousness, that all these other things, Lord God, will be added unto him. Bless his life, Lord God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we pray, Lord God, for our dear brother. As you search his heart this day, Lord God, truly give him the desires of his heart and move in his life. We thank you, Lord God, for being so ever faithful to him, Lord God. Encourage his heart, encourage his mind right now. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. We pray right now, Lord God, for our dear brother, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, that you would touch him from the top of his head to the sole of his feet, Lord God. Lord God, that you would go deep within him, Lord God, and truly give him the desires of his heart. Bless him, Lord God. Bless him. Bless him. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, we pray for our dear brother. We thank you for him, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, that you look in the deep crevices of his heart, Lord God. That you would give him the desires of his heart, Lord God. Lord God, we lay before you, Lord God. Any situation, any circumstance, Lord God, we lay it at your feet. We plead the blood of Jesus over his life, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, that you give him confirmations, Lord God. We pray that doors will be open, Lord God, that you make a way out of no way. We pray, Lord God, for your supernatural healing of his body, Lord God. We pray, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, your healing over his body. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, move in his life, Lord God. Encourage his heart this day. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we pray over our dear sister. We thank you for her, Lord God. We pray your anointing power upon her life, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, that you'd fill her with your Holy Spirit. We pray that you give her, Lord God, the desires of her heart. We decree and we declare it done, Lord God. Encourage her heart and her mind as she laid her petitions. She lay her items at this altar, Lord God. We lay it at this altar, Lord God, understanding and believing that it's been placed in your nail-scarred hand. We thank you and we praise you in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we pray over our dear brother here, Lord God. We pray your healing power upon his life, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, that you give him the desires of his heart, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, that you raise him up, Lord God, to use him, rise him up to be a powerful champion for your cause, Lord God. We plead your blood over his life, Lord God, as he seeks first your kingdom and your righteousness. You promise that all these other things will be added unto him. So, Lord God, right now, we come before you, Lord God. We submit everyone, every petition, every request that have been made known, Lord God, over the hearts of the people of God. Lord God, we decree and we declare it done in the name of Jesus. We cover everyone with your blood, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, that you would do great and mighty things. We pray, Lord God, that signs and wonders that you promise us, that it will follow us all the days of our lives. Bless us, Lord God, this day, for this is the day that you've made. Let us, as people of God, rejoice and be glad in it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen, amen, amen. Let's give the Spirit of the Lord a hand. Amen.